This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Things around their house. Will Johnson, InfoWars.com reporter, is a little more intrepid. We told him not to go over the fence, but he's over the fence. But Laura Loomer's already marched up the hill to the 10-foot fence that's up there. Nancy Pelosi's huge mansion at a huge vineyard in Napa Valley. So Will Johnson, again, isn't live connected to us. He's live over the Internet. Let's cut in and see what he has to say right now.
I'm going to say one thing here. I'm going to give another recap of where we are and what's taking place.
I love how this is ragtag. We can't even talk to him. He's got his own camera. He's doing this all himself.
This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. I'm standing here so you can see the canopy that the illegals set up here. This is amazing. All right. For everyone who just joined, we are at Nancy Pelosi's, one of her many mansions here in California, where some illegals have come and they set up a canopy on her front lawn for sanctuary. And so if you're illegal, you can, according to Nancy Pelosi, you can come here and be completely welcome. You can come here and set up sanctuary because they say sanctuary for all. Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, said if you can get here, sanctuary. So the door, they have opened their doors. Right now, Laura Loomer, Ben Burkwam, and the illegals just went up to Nancy Pelosi's front door. We're going to see if they come back. They may get apprehended. So we're going to see. I'm waiting for the other party to arrive to the event. So if you're watching this, please share this and hashtag Alex Jones. We need to let Alex Jones know that we, the American people, stand with InfoWars.com. And also hashtag President Trump. He needs to know the same thing. We have men like Alex Jones and Donald Trump doing what they are doing because they love this country. The same reason why I'm here. The same reason why Laura Loomer is here. Same reason why Brent Burkwam is here. And the other gentlemen that are with us. Because we love this country. We love this nation. We're willing to do what it takes. See, now, we are the nice ones. We're not here vandalizing anything. We're not destroying anything. We don't want it to come to that. We want it to be peaceful. We want the Democrats to work with the president to have safety and security for the American people. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. And that's exactly what we want.
That's
so
a good
we
point.
Have
we're
to
like
do more. And this is it. This is us taking a stand. This world is not going to change. This world is not going to change unless we do it. The Democrats have their agenda, what goes against everything against the Constitution.
And again, I got to text him in messages. Tell him we're coming back in 2 minutes. I want to hear what he thinks about Gillette saying beards and men are evil and all of that. And we come back. Go back to him.
Please go to InfoWars.com/show. All right, so they're not back yet. Can you see them from over there?
Nope.
You think they got apprehended?
Yeah. All right, that's a huge multi-thousand acre ranch she's got. She's worth $1 billion.
All right.
Her dad was mobbed up. That's well known. And when she went to Congress, she had no money. She's worth $1 billion. She shovels the money to her husband. They own everything. And, again, you get up there, there's satellite photos. There's a big, large 10-foot fence, guard post, everything up the road. But the left's smart. They want to leave the borders open. They don't want the image of police coming to stop you on their property. They get how to defuse things. So there's the tennis courts, the pools, the houses, the compounds, the vineyard. Because Democrats never pay taxes, so they always have farms and stuff to offset it. Even Soros does that. He reportedly pays zero tax. That's liberal. We'll be right back in 60 seconds, live from Nancy Pelosi's house, where illegal aliens are now encamped.
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it done. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got Laura Loomer, InfoWars, Will Johnson, and others at Nancy Pelosi's house, multi-thousand-acre compound, swimming pools, mansions, a regular little four-foot fence, a 10-foot fence. Our reporters haven't gone up past the first fence. Laura Loomer should be back soon. As soon as she does, we'll take a live feed and carry it. One of the top comedians of the country, now censored. Owen Benjamin's going to be co-hosting this hour. Will Johnson's got a live feed, but it's about a minute delayed, so we're not talking to him when you see the feed and hear the feed. But we told you there's a war on men. American Psychological Association announced classic masculinity is toxic and a mental illness. Procter & Gamble puts out a minute-and-a-half ad for Gillette, literally saying any male that can fight is evil for being conquered. Major French newspapers say heterosexuality should be banned. Leftist groups celebrate plunging white population numbers. Well, don't forget white people. How about everybody? Former UFC fighter mourns son who died after vaccine injections. That article's up on InfoWars.com. My son should be here, healthy, 20 months old, just didn't pass away. Get the shots, have convulsions, die. Yeah, that's the plan. Look at the little, scroll down on that for TV viewers. Look at that little boy. Goes in for his third round of shots, always at 18 months. Bye-bye, Bluebird. So this is what we're dealing with. Look at the little boy, humanize him, remember him, know who he is, because this is part of the larger eugenics war on boys. Over 86% of autism worldwide is boys, and it's in the water, it's in the food, it's all targeting the males. Because you get them, you got everybody. We're going to go back and see what Will Johnson is talking about right now at Nancy Pelosi's house. We're for now over an hour, an illegal alien, they hired illegal aliens to do it, are building a tent city at Nancy Pelosi's Napa Valley compound. And I think, hell, she says any walls are immoral. They know, they send the police. Just like when Laura Loomer showed up at Twitter and changed herself after being banned, they wouldn't arrest her because they don't want to create that martyr like Martin Luther King. Well, how about this is the green light. Everybody show up at Pelosi's now. Owen Benjamin's up in the northwest. He just turns down there. Everybody just shows up, start crapping in her pool like aliens do everything, see what she thinks. So let's see what Will Johnson's doing. See the feed.
Support open borders and just pass that list out to all the illegals all around the world and tell them these are the houses that you can go to for free. Nobody will say anything because they're open borders. Everyone is welcome. Come on in and just come on. I mean, it's like, why not, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So pick your list. Pick your favorite Democrat. If you like L.A., Kevin A. Leon is down there, the author of the Sanctuary State Bill.
Maxine Waters is there.
Oh, Maxine Waters. I mean beautiful.
That's Ben Burkham.
I mean, seriously.
An amazing patriot.
Actually, Maxine Waters' home is even closer than Nancy Pelosi's.
Breaking news.
What's this? Bring it here.
Loomer is coming back.
Bring it here. Let her come here,
man.
Ben.
This is incredible.
Let her come here. Let her bring it here.
She off the platform. She didn't.
Adelaide! Arriba!
Oh, my God. Something big happened at our house.
What? Come closer so Alice Jones can hear you.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
Oh, no.
Good job.
Oh, no.
Good job.
I'm so upset, you guys.
don't know.
So Gillette ad says I can't talk to a woman, though, so I gotta stop. Whoa, that was right, Russell.
Oh my god! I'm just like so heartbroken. I think I need to sit down. I'm just like heartbroken. You guys, Nancy's doors are locked.
What?
The doors are locked.
She said you can't lock doors. Pelosi said it.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Don't say it.
Dun, 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 dun. Ask Laura to get over by the camera.
The door was locked. Don't worry, I got it.
I love how she hired these illegals. Who, on average, are cool folks. The left wants to brainwash them and turn them into their minions. And they're just laughing and going along. They just built a tent over here.
It really is a hater. Oh, my God.
She actually locked her doors?
Her doors are locked.
The audacity.
It's like he tried to open it. They tried to open the door.
Closer.
They're locked.
I think those walls she had are a white supremacist symbol.
So offensive.
It's so sad.
How dare they?
So breaking news. Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news.
She said everyone was welcome here, and I wanted to go get a sandwich from her kitchen, and her door's locked. I'm so upset.
But what if you were hungry?
I don't know.
What if you didn't have that water?
Yeah, if she was hungry. Door is a wall. Let's go to Owen Benjamin. He's usually hosting the shower and a great job. A huge pianist. That's not huge wee wee. That's huge pianist. He you know, is great comedy and plays the piano. He's like 6'8", like Joe Rogan, aka Aquaman. This is pretty good stuff here. But notice an hour plus later, the police have not showed up. They didn't want to give any attention to this.
Well, yeah, because the left knows exactly what you're talking about. Is they don't want to make martyrs. They don't want to make that image of someone being dragged off by police, because they know that in the information war, that would be bad for them. But even in California, you can now legally give people AIDS. I mean, if you take these people for their word and what they consider good and bad, like they would have a horrible life.
These are crazy people. Exactly. You can have HIV or hepatitis and not tell somebody and basically kill them, and you get, like, I think a parking ticket. Here, let's go back to the live feed. We finally got him. Here it is.
I'm outraged and I'm shocked.
So what happened was, here, come here, guys. Amigos, come here.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Pancho.
Noel. What? Pancho Noel. Leonel. So what happened when we went to Nancy's door and tried to open it?
These are the illegal aliens she hired to go build a tent at her house.
Yeah, did you open it?
Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't know.
It's just closed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we knocked on the door. It was locked. I'm just kind of sad, you know, because we were going to go say hi to Nancy and invite her, because I wanted to see my artwork and I want to invite her to the party.
I'm really ashamed of
it.
We're
going
to go back to Owen Benjamin.
Let me ask you this.
Owen Benjamin, I'm pretty upset right now from hugepianist.com by the real white supremacy that she has multiple fences and the doors are open. I mean, the doors are closed. I'm pretty shocked right now, and I'm calling for her to resign as Speaker of the House for this obvious idol to white supremacy, these walls.
Yeah, according to her morality, she is, in fact, Adolf Hitler, if not Himmler. She is committing a real act of just absolute white supremacy. If you don't let these people all urinate all over your grapevines, and just set up shop there for a couple weeks, have maybe a music festival, you are, in fact, literally Pol Pot.
Owen Benjamin, should we call then for an illegal alien music festival on her property next week?
I think that's a great idea. I'll perform for free. I'll do a stand-up show.
I'm being serious. You should do a stand-up show next Saturday. Let's not wait. I'm not kidding. We will be there next Saturday at her house. We will have a stand-up comedy deal. You can play the piano, and everyone's invited. And clearly, you know, she knows, so this is our property now.
She gets it, yeah. I mean, then we'll hit up the Vatican and then Bernie Sanders' house. We could do a whole tour.
We're going to show up at the Vatican and demand to be let in past their 200-foot walls.
You're not even allowed to take water into the Vatican. Like, you have to go through so many checks, because the Vatican's a beautiful place. It's a good place to visit, you know, check out the architecture. But you're not even allowed to take in water. So when the Pope says stuff like, you know, walls are immoral, that he's telling you that he's immoral. It's kind of like the same type of people. Like, when white people say white people are evil, they're basically telling you that they're evil because they know themselves more than you can possibly know
they're
them.
They're projecting onto you. Exactly. They're horrible racists.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like
they're like, I'm a racist, but I can't get away with it with other people now, so I'm gonna do it with you.
Right. It's like in L.A., like all the people that were like, men are the worst, men are all rapists, men make women feel unsafe. They were always the rapists. Like, I don't think men are rapists. I'm not a rapist.
Well, I'm not bragging, but I've never really had a problem with the females, exactly. And plus, what's fun about a woman that doesn't want you? Exactly. It's Harvey Weinstein's this big, you know, super, elite defender of women, and it turns out he's a rapist.
Yeah, I have the opposite problem with my wife. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, if you're not really into it, I don't even want to waste your time.
I got the same thing with my wife. She tried to rape me this morning, and I was like, no. To me, it's true. Like, I'm not bragging. It's just like, grabbing me, trying to throw me on the bed. I'm like, stop. I'm like, grabbing me, like, trying to tackle me, leaving the house. I said, I got to go to work.
Matt Damon did the same thing.
By the way, she slapped me on the ass. My wife actually was like grabbing on me. It was true. She's getting arrested right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Home. homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you're watching a quasi-live feed, because the internet feed is about a minute behind, with Laura Loomer, who went and hired three very friendly and nice illegal aliens who are doing what they're told. We're making a movie at Nancy Pelosi's house, which is true. And I'm not involved in this at all, of course. And then Laura Loomer is out there with a live feed. Owen Benjamin, band comedian, hugepianist.com. He's riding shotgun with us. This is just insane. And look, I'm not kidding. I have a lot of family stuff going on, but I do have my children 90% of the time. They're with mom this weekend. This would be, I only mention that because the media's like, he lost his children. More fake news. This would not be a bad time to fly to San Francisco and drive over to Napa Valley. It's very beautiful there. We can put her address on air and just, I mean, she says it, her doors are locked. I don't want to go in her house, but I do want to crap in her pool. A lot of illegals do that. Or maybe I can set up just a rock concert there, since she says no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Let's check in with Owen Benjamin, and then let's see what Laura Loomer has to say if she figures out I've been texting her. I mean, I think this is a pretty big illustration, but we'll see if the corporate media can engage in their discipline and not cover the hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks like a great place to hang out, you know?
They're at Zinfandel Lane.
We could just...
Oh, my God, the cops are showing up. Oh my God!
Nice.
Okay, let's go to the live feed. Here we go.
This is my partner.
Hi.
Marie Patterson.
How's it going?
Good, how are
you? We are doing great.
They told him to be real nice, which they would have been nice anyway.
I'm
trying to smash on your property. Then you get whacked, you know, in trouble. But see, we're being illegal aliens, so I want to be protected.
I'm confused. I thought that California was just right there. Nancy Pelosi,
the leader of the House. Can we get ID from everybody that's here, since you guys are on private property?
We don't need that in California.
No, we didn't need that in California.
White supremacy.
The only thing that we didn't need driver's licenses, because it's like a form of profiling.
You're on private property, so you're trespassing.
I'm really confused. Nancy said everyone was welcome here.
Yeah, Nancy said walls are bad.
Nancy Pelosi said that...
I didn't think I needed one, though.
Human right.
You want her ID? She's an illegal alien.
Because Nancy Pelosi said asylum's a human right, but now they're saying I'm trespassing, and Nancy said everyone is welcome here. Like, if you know her...
I appreciate you.
She said everyone's welcome here.
Basically, you're trespassing. Need
to see some ID. What's trespassing? I reject those facts.
I didn't know there was private property in California.
She's funny, dude.
What's private property?
I reject those facts.
I haven't hired Laura because we haven't had the money.
But what happens if you...
But I'm hiring her. Okay. It's done. She's too good.
I didn't think we needed it.
I'm just confused
Yeah, she said we can come, though. So Nancy gave us authorization.
She
invited the whole border to collapse. She said any walls are immoral. She said locked doors are bad.
Here you go.
Just see licenses, ID, identification.
You still live in Columbus?
Remember,
we're not getting to see these illegals' IDs.
So yeah, I'm still down there.
Which I think we should be, by the way. Well, if somebody's on my property, I want the cops to do what they're doing.
Places.
But this is Pelosi's house, let's be clear.
Right.
Everyone was welcome here.
You're part of our crew.
Right now he's asking them.
If we don't have identification, they might have to go with them.
President Gavin Newsom said we don't need identification.
That's fine.
It's not on me.
A Democrat said that identification is racist.
Moment. This is behind the property still, though, right?
I don't know, unfortunately. I think it's the property line. It seems like an immorality.
It does seem
like an immorality. Because I'm not trying to be on the property.
I thought this was behind the property.
So I can go behind the property. property and I'll be okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Look, the cops got guys, three illegal aliens to deal with, which I feel sorry for. Because they're just pawns in all this. And I'll just say that before I'm correct. They are pawns.
Are they okay going over there? Because they were just out here with us.
Yeah, I told her, Loomer, this. When they come, you need to say, which is true, I hired them. They don't know it's a job, so they don't go to jail. These are three I don't want to get deported. Poor guys. We just want them to come here legally.
Nancy won't. She won't. Okay.
Yeah, let's have Will Johnson extricate himself from the property, which he was very smart to do that.
They should play Imagine by John Lennon just to really understand the situation.
And he goes with us.
You know, no borders, no countries, nothing.
So here it comes. So one of the illegals don't have documents. They don't have any papers. And they're looking to take him with them.
I didn't think they did. Yeah. It sounds like it's false advertising.
Nancy said everyone was welcome here, but now the
well, the nice
thing they're asking us for ID.
The nice thing is she'll cover it.
Didn't Gavin, her nephew, say that IDs were racist?
Yeah.
Like, you can't make people show ID.
Right.
Yeah, this is racism.
When I wanted to go, when my amigos...
Yeah, I'm going to go on your property. Go.
Governor, they did not need to...
What
the
hell?
I'm just so confused. There's so much going on.
Right. Come to your house and crap in your toilet or eat your food?
Thank you.
This is such an immorality.
It is.
Yeah, and shouldn't they have a safe space to do heroin and to defecate?
Well, that's San Francisco. Yeah, that's nearby.
And Denver.
I know. I've been to Seattle, San Francisco, and Denver the last 2 years, and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of what we hype up. And I walk right out the front place everywhere. There's needles and crap everywhere. I told my wife, she's visiting friends in Denver and in Seattle. I said, we ain't coming back, Tuts.
Ron says open Nancy's house to all.
I was just in Denver, and it's more illegal for a dog to crap in public than a human.
Oh, I know. That's the big left thing. Don't let your dog crap, but a homeless person will. It's like good.
Right now.
Your dog's dropping a big old Joe Rogan on the street. Come on, that turd on the ground's taller than Joe Rogan.
You got to have a microscope to watch Joe Rogan's podcast.
God bless law enforcement.
Because he's like literally an inch tall.
Yeah, but everyone is welcome here.
I'm so confused because, first of all, like, I was told it was racist to have ID in California, and then I was told that... this was a sanctuary state, so I'm just really confused. They said everyone was welcome here.
Very strange.
Nancy said asylum was a human right and that everyone should be entitled to sanctuary, and all I did was came to Nancy.
Oh, and to make it fair. How about, like, Master Blaster?
Yeah.
I fight you and Joe Rogan, him on your shoulders.
She'll call. I'm sure she's calling since the government shut down and she's not doing anything to open it because she's focused on the
I'm sure you can kick my butt, but I still feel like I'm a little overmatched with Joe. How about Joe is on your shoulders like I fight you both like your Master Blaster from Beyond Thunderdome?
Well, we could put Joe behind my ear. And he could just kind of whisper to me what I should do, because I'm not that skilled of a fighter. I'm pretty big, so, you know, I'm an asset if things go down, but I would get, I'm not, Joe would beat me pretty badly.
Me too,
but he could whisper, he could sit on my shoulder like in a cute little teacup and whisper to me like what I should do in a fight.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Guys, do me a favor. Call Washington.
Here, let's go back to the police. We have illegal aliens in Nancy Pelosi's house. They heard the whole country's free. They're building a tent in their front yard. Big deal. We're seeing extreme racism from the police right now.
I don't think anybody needed.
We're joking, of course.
So somebody hasn't spread the word yet that identification is racist.
But look how confident the illegals are. They picked them up in San Francisco. Yeah. They know they're going to be released tonight.
That's what he said. He said everyone.
He didn't say that every illegal was entitled to.
All right, Owen Benjamin is here. We're going to come back from break. I don't know how to describe this. A tent city by illegal aliens is being built in Nancy Pelosi's Napa Valley estate. This is live coverage, huge pianist. That means like a piano. He really does play the piano, Greg. HugePianist.com on Benjamin. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Everybody go to InfoWars.com. Paul Watson's written about this. The live feeds are there. Share this feed or tell folks about the local station you're listening to. That's how we get past the censors. We need your help.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're all living in America. America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America. America, America. We're all living.
All right, here he is, Joe Rogan, teamed up with Owen Benjamin against me. And Joe feels a little intimidated. He's got to have a massive blast. Benjamin and Joe Rogan are finally back together. Go back to it. I can't believe we actually got Joe Rogan on my show.
Four, three, two,
gosh sake, what now?
Who runs Bartertown?
Who runs YouTube and Google?
Poor blaster.
Oh, you're censored.
Who run Bartertown?
Joe Rogan runs Bartertown.
You know who?
Joe Rogan and Google and Apple.
Master Blaster. Say loud. Master Blaster.
Joe Rogan runs Bartertown. Everyone else is censored and dang on.
Master Blaster runs.
Joe Rogan runs Bartertown.
Louder. Master Blaster runs.
Master Blaster, Joe Rogan.
Lift embargo.
They won't lift your embargo. You're banned. Into the Unturned Turks. So it's not Owen Benjamin that's Master Blaster. It's the Young Turks, and sitting upon the big turd is the king, Joe Rogan. And seriously, I knew when I had Owen Benjamin on a week ago, I said, you watch all these new channels with millions of views a day. You know, we would dominate Rogan in 10 seconds forever. He knows it. All taken down by him. We already know
Joe Rogan.
Our Lord and Savior, our King. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, no, I'm just saying that it like when you look like a toe Rogan, it's tough to be a king though. That's what I don't understand. It's because like Joe would beat me badly. Like Joe's a very skilled fighter, but it would look like a thumb fight. Like it would be like a thumb fighting a
thumb.
Yeah,
but why do you say that? Because I fought like convicts and big black dudes and everything. If you just explode on somebody right up front, doesn't matter how much skill they've got in the first 10 seconds. Like you're like 6'8". Why would you say that Joe would kick your ass?
Because there's a certain level of skill in fighters that I've found that if you have it, it's kind of like being a really good actor, a really good piano player or a comic or something. It's like there's skills that people have that I don't have in fighting where they just do like the rope, like they can get away from.
Here's an example. I put this one guy in the hospital in high school. So his older cousin, who was already like 20 years old, was a former state wrestling champion. And sure, he got me and threw me in the ground, but then I just punched him in the throat. So there's also becomes awesome. That deal. You're willing to kill somebody.
Yeah. No, totally. Like if there's like chaos breaking out, like my size is a really good asset and my strength. But if you're one-on-one with someone that's as skilled of fighting as Joe, I don't think I'd last 10 seconds with him. And I'm not saying that because I have any respect for the guy. It's just true. Like the way I picture it is if I tried to hit him, he would be able to avoid it and somehow choke me to death. Because that's like how these MMA guys fight. And I've wrestled around with some of my buddies that are really high-level jiu-jitsu guys, and I feel like a rag doll. Like, they almost use my own size and strength.
But here's the difference. You're not in kill mode.
That's true.
Kill mode, whatever. Kill mode, one hit from an undercut, nose is gone. Well, I mean, all over. Yeah. Head starts flopping around, start biting people. It doesn't become the same deal.
That's a good point.
If somebody's got you starting to do the chokehold, you just bite a huge chunk out of their arm. They always let go.
Yeah, and I don't let myself get in a situation where.
Let me just tell you, it's easy to beat people's brains out. Have you ever just experienced how easy it is to start punching a head till it turns soft? Just all of a sudden, they just go away forever.
I've actually never knocked anyone out. I've won in fights before, but I've never. I mean, I recently killed a pig. And that was pretty mind-blowing, just how easy it is.
Well, that exactly. In the world of MMA, how about guns and knives? Let's just move on to that.
That's a very good point. Or walls. You know, like I just built a giant fence around my whole property.
Or a car. You just arm a vehicle. Don't just run people over. How about that? We'll join Islam. And then the left will praise us. If we cut women's clitorises off and we throw gays off buildings and we run people over, we'll be loved again. The problem is we're not doing that, Owen.
Well, I know, and that's the thing. If you're that bad of a lover, it's like, that's why Islam, for the horrors of it, it's like, imagine being a guy and being like, I can't satisfy my wife because she can't have any sort of pleasure. So what do? Cut up all the clitorises. And it's like, well, all these gay guys seem to dress better than me, and they're really good at
fashion.
Throw them off a cliff, you know? And it's like, it makes sense if you're a pretty inadequate guy that you have to just keep cutting off clitoris.
Yeah, exactly.
And throwing gay guys.
Getting away from Joe Rogan, I love how the police showed up. You know, I shouldn't joke around about Joe when I say this. Joe acts like he's this free speech guy. Now there's this reign of terror. He comes out, doesn't say a word for all his so-called friends, and then supports everybody being censored, and then repeats why it happened when it's a talking point. So he's not going to get away with that.
Well, that's why I'm just doing these the jokes against him. It's the same exact thing. It's like, I just think mockery and ridicule is just a funny way of doing it. Yeah, he absolutely didn't stand up for any of his friends that get censored. And if you notice all of his friends that he has in his little cabal, none of them are kicked off Twitter permanently like me or you. And so people like us that actually are at the head of the spear that are facing a lot of censorship, you'll never hear a peep out of them.
Well, here's the thing. I knew a lot of the stuff going on a few years ago, and I've never sold out on any issue. I've never done the wrong thing to be paid off or for attention or any of that. But I do have a problem with loyalty. And so I knew things a few years ago. I ignored it. I saw some things. I had top level people tell me. And then the last 6 or 8 months, I learned even more about it. And so it's like, really, you're going to throw stones in a giant glass house? It becomes this existential thing where I'm like, this is not what I do. I go after Hillary Clinton. I go after governments. I go after big, powerful things. But then I start saying, really, if you don't do this, you've sold out. And then I'm like, well, okay, it's just like, it's so bad. And it's so, I mean, you know. And if Joe thinks he takes stuff off YouTube, me giving a prelude to this, there will be nothing stopping this. Nothing. And I've already told people. It's already been videoed and ready in case something happens to me, because I know Joe's all mobbed up. Big deal. I mess with the globalists and Hillary and everybody else. They'll tell me something I don't know, Sonny. So am I with the American patriots. And so here's the thing. I'm sitting here with a detonator in my hand, and I don't want to go on a show. There's no making friends. There's no nothing. There's just me, like thinking, what do I do, Owen?
Well, that's the thing, is these people always project that. It's like the people that live in the glass houses are the ones throwing the stones. Like, you got Nancy Pelosi here talking about no walls when she lives on a palatial estate with Zinfandel grapes. You have Joe Rogan, who's running his mouth and doing all these things when, you know, there's things about him that if people knew, they would be like, what? It's the same with a lot of these people projecting all this stuff in Hollywood. They're the ones with the biggest secrets, the biggest stuff to lose. It's all projection. And so, and he is a very, very powerful guy. That's the thing. It's like when people, I'm an underdog.
He's been put in that position because he's talented and funny, but now they force feed him. You go type in anything on YouTube, it's like CNN, Joe Rogan. He's being force fed. And all he had to do was just not have me on, let the sharks attack me, just don't join in. But at a manly level, I've got to, like, not just load torpedoes now. I'm, like, building weapon systems and preparing and witnesses and just everything. And I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm like, I mean, I'm fighting him like I'm fighting George Soros now. I'm just getting everything ready because I have to. How dare you take my YouTubes down? I will now hit you with everything. Get ready.
Well, I mean, he's real small, you know, and it, like, his favorite thing to do is just to go to the circus and ride around in the teacups, because he fits in a teacup and he squeaks when he talks, because people don't realize that he's like 5'1".
Well, I don't even care how tall somebody is. I here's my deal. I'm not going to sit there and get effed over by anybody, especially somebody said they were my friend. Joe.
That's true.
Like they say in that fictitious movie, feel your hand, you son of a bitch. Because just so you know, I'm coming.
Yeah. I think he's 4'5".
2'1".
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
One-Eyed Fat Man, fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
Shoot them.
They're too far and they're running too fast.
Filling our hand, but let's get serious. During the break, I was watching the live feed from Will Jones, InfoWars.com correspondents on InfoWars.com, and it shocked me. Pelosi is pressing charges on the illegal aliens because they know they don't have rights. Oh my God, and not the U.S. citizens in some type of evil stump. They got a hold of Pelosi. I heard the audio in there in the control room. I was like, this audio is crystal clear. I couldn't believe it. Let's go to Will Johnson. Here we go.
You deserve safety. Your family deserves safety. But so does the rest of the American people. That's all that we're asking for. The American people deserve the safety. If you can't give it to the American people and you have it for yourself, what do you expect us to do? Do you expect us to sit down? We're no longer going to do that. Those days are over with. We're not bringing violence, but we're bringing attention to you, what you're doing, Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, and the rest of the Democrats that do not care about this country. And if you did care about this country, and if you do care about this country, you will work with the president, Donald J. Trump, to make sure that this all of us
a minute
now.
Behind. Tex will. So we go Skype with him. It's live time. He can hear us, but it's better for it to be streaming to thousands so we have a record of it. Text him and say, because I saw it during the break just 5 minutes ago, that man that came down who says they're pressing charges on the illegal aliens because I guess they know they don't have any rights, and this is going to completely blow up. Pelosi says all the illegals are welcome in America, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. She says no walls, no doors, and so as a stunt, you know, I guess they tried the door, and now this is happening. This is sick. So Tex Will Johnson, I heard it happen out there on the loud, you know, on the speakers in the control room during the break. So I want to find out exactly what's happening with this. But let's see what Will Johnson's saying right now.
We don't want the census killing. We don't want it. We cannot take it anymore. I don't want my family to be a victim. I don't want anyone's family
to be a
victim.
Let's fade it down. If you're a TV viewer or a radio listener, you've got Will Johnson up front. In the background, you've got the local county police with the manager of the vineyard saying, I'm pressing charges on the illegal aliens. So this is Nancy Pelosi is going to have the illegal aliens. I heard it. This is sensational.
Over her small wall here. And they said that walls don't work because they're small. These are the walls that they're talking about, the small walls, not the one on the border where Trump is trying to do to protect us. Please go to Infowars.com/show. I'm going to say it again as the truck going by. Infowars.com/show. This is happening right now in America. The time is now for everyone to recognize what's going on.
By the way, I cut away at the wrong time. He did confirm that guy's the manager behind him in blue walking away. They're pressing charges on the illegals.
Tell me right now, and anyone who's watching this right now, tag your local police department and tell them that we stand with them. We stand with the police department.
Sure.
Tag them right now.
This is
they
sick.
Need to
Tell
know that the
Benjamin,
people are with
why
them.
Do you think Pelosi's decided from Hawaii, talking to her vineyard manager, to go after the illegals? I guess because she can arrest somebody, but then they just disappear and not citizens. Everybody else is walking around. This is sick. What the hell?
Well, good, because she knows that the mainstream media won't cover it anyway. That's the whole thing. Is she's just banking on the whole media cabal just not covering this. And it's still like, well, could Donald Trump have actually...
Well, that's it, though. The Democrats literally use illegals as their lower class. They get all the money from the lawyers. I'm telling you, that's what they do, and we're seeing it. They're literally going to pick on three illegal aliens that Laura hired to bring there to build a tarp for no reason. Let's go back to Will Johnson and see what he's saying.
It's not successful. The Democrats are going to blame everything that went wrong on him. You understand what I'm saying? See, the Democrats right now want to remove the president that's doing positive things for the American people. We have to stand with the president. The days of just sitting idly by are over with. This country is coming and leading to a civil war, which we don't want, which we don't need. This country does not need that. So we have to do everything we can to stand up and fight for this country that we all love.
Let's see what the police are doing, I guess.
President Trump will be the last decent president this nation will ever have if the Democrats have their way.
Let's do this. Obviously, the war room is going to continue with this feed with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone in about 5 minutes. If Owen Benjamin wants to continue doing this epic stuff, we'll connect with him, get him on. I'm going to stay here. This is insane. Let's get our two studios connected if we can, because I heard it. Will just confirmed it. They're pressing charges on the illegals, not the citizens, because I think they know they control the judges in that area. The Democrats do. And so they'll be able to get control of them and make it look like somebody got arrested, because I guess they're afraid illegals will come to her house. We are literally watching Pelosi bully illegal aliens right now when she told them to come to their house, Owen Benjamin. You can't make this up.
Well, that's why they like no borders, and they like illegal aliens, because they don't have Social Security numbers. You don't have to pay a minimum wage. They can disappear in the night. Their kids, they can take their kids. They're modern slaves, and so that's why they want people here without the proper documentation.
Yes, we don't want a giant underworld, third world class to be fed on by Democrat pedophiles.
Exactly, yeah. And the human trafficking, Trump addressed that last week, and No one wants to talk about that, about all these people's children that are being used in the sex traffic of pedophiles. And because there's no security, there's no social security numbers, so they just disappear.
And that's admitted in the Senate report. Wow. This is, you know, I thought they wouldn't send the police. I thought they'd be smart, but they have decided in her weird calculation to arrest illegal aliens that came to her house. This is getting insane. This is live feed right now. If you're watching on TV, Infowars.com, big articles, live video stream. An illegal alien caravan arrives at Nancy Pelosi's house for sanctuary while she vacations during government shutdown in Hawaii. They are there demanding their tent city. And this is just absolutely sickening. They're not going after the crew that had, well, we're about to find out. Maybe they will arrest Loomer and people, but they're removing the tent off the property, and people are there. So, man, what is the calculus where you target? Because I guess they're the unpersoned. They're the illegal alien. That Democrats know I own that. No one will get mad at me if I disappear these people.
Yeah, and they know that CNN and MSNBC and nobody will cover it. That's another thing that they know. It's that image of them taking the illegal alien out with police would be so damaging to them, but they also know that they completely own and run mainstream media, and they'll never depict it.
No, I agree with you, but why then are they leaving Loomer and everybody alone?
That's a good question, man. I think part of it has to do with the fact that the illegal aliens have no rights. And were they the ones that actually went to the door? I don't know.
Let's be clear. We heard the audio from the I heard the police earlier during the break. They're not arresting them for no papers. That's who Pelosi's pressing charges on.
This is crazy.
Man, you got to get inside her whack job brain to understand it. Owen, hugepianist.com. If you want to pop in with Owen Schroyer, you got to go understand. I'm going to be on with him out of this studio. We're going to come back in just a few minutes. I got a plug or we won't be here because I got George Soros and Hillary suing me. And we've got this new shirt, which everybody will promote it. It'll be the number one shirt out there, like Hillary for President. And some of the shirts I put out, a few of them have been number one in the country. And, well, here these babies are. But I can't sell it at cost for $5 like I used to, or I'll go bankrupt. It's capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. She looks like meth mouth now. And the shirt's available at InfoWarsStore.com, a limited edition. She said, arrest Donald Jr. for making that statement. She said, we're going to subpoena you. We're going to put you in jail for that. And, you know, she used to be pretty good looking. I know your wife is a beautiful Latino lady, measurement, but she looks like a meth head now. So I hope folks get meth head foaming at the mouth Alexandra Cortez shirt. We have other big discounts right now. Without you buying the products, we will not be here. We need you to go there. Plus, we have products you need, air filtration, water filtration, 50% off our best-selling products. Let's go on the Rooster Cockburn as we end the transmission.
Farrell, I want you and your brother to stand clear. Doing well, doctor. Have no interest in you today.
What is your intention, Rooster? You think one on four is a dog, Paul?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned. Or see you hang at Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will you have?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Feel your hand, you son of a bitch!
Infowars.com of the Pelosi and Cameron.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.